The Our Schools Now group contends that the state legislature hasn't done enough to fund schools. Quinn, who represents Wasatch County and Park City, said that's a matter of opinion.
We did increase the WPU by 4%, which was almost $200 million. Their goal is an admirable goal. I just think that when we raise sales tax, they want to raise it another 0.5% and raise the income tax 0.5%. I think that over time, in the short run, 2, 3, 4 years, there will be a boost in revenue, which is what they want. But I think over the long run, when you start messing with income tax rates and raising them, you will have a damper on the economy, and it will affect people. And eventually, those revenues that you thought you were getting and were getting in the beginning will diminish, and I think diminish greatly. I think there's better ways to continue to increase funding in education than to raise income taxes.
He said the answer for school funding is to keep growing Utah's economy.
Bringing not only new businesses, but good businesses with high-paying jobs to Utah. And a lot of those technology companies, it's no secret, we have a nickname of Silicon Slopes. Those technology companies are coming because we do have a good economy, we do have a good regulatory environment here, and we do have a good educated workforce.
He said it's worth noting who is pushing the Our Schools Now proposal.
This Our Schools Now initiative is only targeting personal income taxes. They're not suggesting that we raise income taxes on corporations, and it's these business leaders that are putting this forward. Why not? I mean, if it's so good to raise taxes, why not raise them on yourself? Why is it always on just the individual and on the backs of the individual? So I just think there's several problems with that theory.
On a related item, recent headlines have spotlighted the concern over better-funded school districts in the state cannibalizing the best teachers from other districts. Representative Quinn acknowledged that certainly he represents two of the wealthier school districts around.
I know Park City is number one, and I think Wasatch School District is number four in terms of dollars able to spend. So between the two districts that I represent, you know, we're kind of on the other end of that problem. There are some discussions on Capitol Hill of how we can equalize some of the revenue sources to some of these school districts that are less fortunate. They've already maxed out what they can charge in property taxes. They're kind of at their peak in terms of revenue. So there are some things being proposed. I think Senator Howard Stevenson has some proposals that he'll put forth to kind of equalize that, to help some of those less funded school districts be able to compete in the market for these teachers and salaries.
Utah House Representative Tim Quinn. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.